is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Joined by Conrad Black, distinguished biographer and Canadian, and observing Canada's beautiful resources. This is a country that it was blessed when decisions were made about where to put all the good stuff, except I read from the Ontario Securities Commission a document that to describe the mission. Many investors, both institutional and retail, who are increasingly influenced by environmental, social, and governance factors, ESG, when making investment decisions, they are demanding greater transparency about how public companies are contributing to and preparing for climate change and steps that are taken to build a more diverse board and management team that better reflect today's society and leads to better decisions. Conrad, a very good evening to you. I just think I read through the part that explained how there hasn't been an IPO on the Toronto market for 18 months. Is this now a debating point in Canada that the Ontario Securities Commission is interfering in capitalism? Good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening to you, John. It's starting to be, finally. And there was a controversy last year when a securities lawyer who had been well known as a critic of the exaggerated regulatory zeal of the Ontario Securities Commission was appointed the chairman. This is an appointment that lies with the provincial government, the government of Ontario. And but in practice, the Ontario Securities Commission is the regulator for the whole country. Other provinces have commissions, but most of them don't actually do very much. But in this case, this person, Heather Zordell, her name was, came in as a kind of new wave. We'll open things up. Of course, we'll fight fraud, but we'll let the free market work a lot more than it has. It's not none of our business to tell people about diversity and inclusion and all that kind of thing. And then she was eased out. She was sort of purged after less than a year. And it was a real anticlimax. I mean, those of us who follow these things were saying, well, finally, here's a breath of fresh air, and let's get behind this woman and, try and help her make a success, But the sort of establishment of regulation managed to persuade the government of the province of Ontario that she really shouldn't be there. And their game is, it's like the Israeli Supreme Court. They want to nominate their own successors, and they don't even want to be answerable to the legislature that created the Securities Commission. They want total autonomy and are claiming that anything less than that, in theory, leaves the industry subject to special influence and prejudicial intervention. And I mean, it's the classic recipe of people wanting absolute power and no responsibility.
You have published before stark statistics, no need to repeat them, that Canada is lagging in recovery from the pandemic and hiring for the public sector, not for the private sector. Again, that's a judgment on the access to capital. Does the Ontario Securities Commission explain itself with these ideas about how that's going to increase investment, capital investment in Canada, and attract money from outside Canada?
Quite the reverse. They say that the sluggish performance of the country in a number of important comparative, important comparative yardsticks, it merely emphasizes the need for capital markets, and therefore they must show everyone that they are a supremely competent regulator. They don't draw the correct conclusion, which is, as you said in your intro, there has not been a single IPO on the Toronto Stock Exchange, which is a serious stock exchange. If it was in the U.S., it would be just after New York and NASDAQ. And there hasn't been one in well over a year. I mean, and the commission is aware of this, but they complain about it because it denies people the proper range of options to choose for their own investments. They, you know, the penny hasn't dropped. They haven't figured out, even though many of us have been telling them, that the reason there aren't any IPOs in Toronto is because people don't like the excessive meddlesomeness and the gratuitous authoritarianism of the regulator. You know, they see the problem, but find another source for the problem than themselves.
In your column for the National Post, there's the suggestion, there's an explanation. It's that the Ontario Securities Commission is ideological and not paying attention to bottom line at all, but approaches this with an end in mind. Is that possible?
I'm afraid it is. I'm afraid that's what's happened. When I was really active in you know, bringing forward the securities issues and offers to merge and this sort of thing that required approval of the commission, quite reasonably. I mean, I had a perfect compliance record. I got on like smoke with them, no problem at all. And they had a staff of about 200. Now it's up to 1,000, and there are no IPOs. There's no activity because they've strangled the market.
Do they speak of capitalism? Do they talk about how competition is the reason capitalism is worked? I get the feeling they want total control.
They do, but I think, in fairness, and I've got to be a little careful here talking about a group of people I don't personally know, but just to judge from their public statements, they give lip service to capitalism, claim to be a guardian of capitalism, but they can't connect the dots to see that the decline of Toronto as a capital market and of Canada as a focal point for investment has anything to do with them. But it's Cromwell's famous line: "You came here to address the nation's grievances, and you're now its greatest grievance." Go! I mean, they think they're curing the problem when they are the problem.
There is an election in some months, some years. Polevra speaks for the Conservatives. Do they respond to this? What appears to be an indifference towards growth. Do they talk about it?
Yeah, Poiliev does. Now, bear in mind, securities regulation is a provincial and not a federal jurisdiction, so he can't directly do much about the Securities Commission, but he does certainly address the issue that we have to attract more capital, and if he is the government, I think it will not be long before he contacts the commission, and either with or without the concurrence of the Premier of Ontario, and tells them that they are part of the problem and they've got to pull up their socks.
The Canadian natural resources, are they being left in the ground because of this, Conrad?
In some cases, yes. Not permanently, obviously. Hope springs eternal, but there's been a big slowdown in oil. Now, that's other issues as well. You get into all the green zeal as well. But I have some associations with both base and precious metals, huge, world-leading deposits of them. And the cumbersomeness of the Canadian capital markets are a problem. Now, it's a problem that can be surmounted. And I think the free market will win here. I mean, the political authorities recognize that their own survival, as well as their record in office, depends on economic growth, and they'll do the necessary, I think.
The Ontario Securities Commission. We look to the future. Conrad Black writing at the National Post. I'm John Batchelor.